The proposal hit a nerve among landowner groups like Save Our Unique Lands, which fought the Duluth to Wausau transmission line. It would have capped attorney fees when property owners challenged the amount of money they were being offered for their land. Joint Finance Committee member Gary Sherman of Port Wing wanted the proposal out of the governor's budget. He says taking property is already stacked in the government's favor.
So to further unbalance the process and to take away from the property owner effectively the right to counsel by capping fees at a very low level and the right to appeal, it seemed to me was simply way over the top, if not outright unconstitutional.
The Department of Transportation wanted the caps. DOT General Counsel Paul Milson admits the proposal is dead in the water this year.
What we failed to recognize this time was how organized the opposition was. We put the proposal out on its own merits, and I think that it was unfairly and incorrectly characterized as being anti-landowner. So I think we'll make the same proposal without any changes, but I think we'll work harder in the next 2 years to inform people about what the proposal does and what the current practices are that we're hoping to change.
Nielsen says attorneys were making a killing challenging their land offers, costing them $11 million last year, up 30% over the previous year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.